As They Were by M.F.K. Fisher. For Nora, Again and Always. Prejudice, Hate, and the First World War. Preface. In the 60s, my fine old house in St. Helena seemed hollow with the children gone. I said, Mary Frances, now is the time to go to new places and find different views of things. Friends kept the hearth warm and the animals happy, and other friends let me stay in their own places when they were away. It was a vivid period of slow wandering, very rich, like a carpet I had often trod before I realized that it was there. One winter I went to Long Island, to a house I knew well from several summer visits. It was on the dunes near Bridgehampton. There was a car so that I could drive into the village for mail and food. I cashed checks at the liquor store next to the grocery. I liked the tough fellow there, and when I went back after several months in Sag Harbor, I liked him even more because he laughed with real pleasure when he saw me and said, God, we were glad to get you off the dunes and out of here. I knew why, because he was one of the volunteer firemen who would have risked their lives to reach the house if they knew I was without heat or help. They did not want to die any more than I did, but... The story I wrote about that incident is called The Wind-Chilled Factor, and the house I lived alone in, except for rare weekends with its owner who came down from her job in New York, was a deliberate contradiction of the local wisdom. Natives of that part of the island build and farm and work inland. Only ignorance.